They're called eco-venience stores, and they're showing up all over the country. The point is that they sell convenience store food, only greener.
We have organic hot pretzels. It's organic flour.
That's Melissa Rosen. She co-owns a new eco-venience store in Los Angeles called Locally, which is actually spelled L-O-C-A-L-I. And they've got hot pretzels, but organic, hot dogs, but grass-fed. The store even looks like a convenience store. It's in a strip mall. It's near a freeway. They have cold drinks in the fridge and impulse items like candy near the cash register. The customers are in a hurry, but a happy hurry. They rave about the chips.
It's a flavor explosion in your mouth. It is beyond savory.
And the slushies.
Slushy, there you go. The slushies are amazing.
But then you get a little bit closer, and you see that the cold drinks are not soda or beer. They're kombucha, the fermented tea. The candy is vegan gummy bears and organic lollipops. And the slushy, their signature item, is sweetened with agave. There are a few 7-Eleven staples that are missing from the shelves, like cigarettes and lotto tickets. The owners say there are no green versions of those. Some of Locally's products are really pragmatic and not that exciting, like energy-efficient light bulbs and ecological laundry drops. Others are kind of sensational. Silly, really.
For example, why, vegan condoms, what does that mean? What is Glide? Why, you know, I didn't know my condoms weren't vegan.
So vegan condoms, vegan caviar, snow cones sweetened with brown rice syrup, they have this really big variety of products that have never been greened before. And so the question becomes, will new green products like these, however silly, really mean new green consumers? Matt Kahn is an environmental economist at UCLA. And he thinks maybe so.
So the goal might be just buzz, that if you only sold fluorescent or green light bulbs and a tofu turkey burger, people might say, yeah, that's the green place. But if you do some truly wacky stuff, that generating this green buzz might be the way to tip, to, and even a Dick Cheney would come with his grandson after hearing that it's this wacky.
Which is more or less the point. Locally wants to recruit new green consumers, consumers who right now live in neighborhoods that don't really have supermarkets, and so they buy most of their food at liquor and convenience stores. Of course, one of the problems will probably be price. A 16-ounce slushie at Locally is $5.49, while a 22-ounce Slurpee at 7-Eleven is just $1.40. But Kahn, the economist, thinks because Locally is smaller and more flexible than, say, a Whole Foods, it might actually have a better shot at making it in new neighborhoods.
And so a smaller business might have to pay only a couple $100,000 rather than multi-million dollars to build a big box store. And that lower fixed cost of entering a market makes it more likely that these smaller green stores would experiment more.
And apparently the Ecovenience experiment is something that a lot of people want to try. In the first 6 days of business, the owners received phone calls from people in Seattle and D.C. and cities all over Southern California. And they all ask the same thing. How soon can we open a Locally in our own local neighborhood? For the Environment Report, I'm Devin Brown.